Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Day one NFL draft in the books, and headlines made left and right. Headlines even made before the draft even started. No surprises at one and two, and then after that, that's when the excitement began. And then as you go down the draft and you start seeing teams making moves, one of the teams that made a move that got everybody excited is the Chicago Bears. And they go from a team that looked like they were lost to suddenly they look like a team that a front office that was in a tenuous situation now just bought themselves some time. Alan Hunt in for Zubin.
Really?
We'll get what was really? What do you mean really?
Cold-blooded.
Really? Mustafa.
Mustafa came in with that heat this morning.
I just was thinking about what he said. That's all.
What did he say?
Well, you're not quite Zubin.
I'm not.
So I just was thinking about it in my head. That's all. You know?
That's all.
I'm not.
We know that.
it's pretty clear. You don't have to bring it up again, though. It's not necessary.
I just was thinking it was pretty.
He can't help himself.
It's pretty funny.
See, when Key makes fun of you, it comes from a place of love.
I feel like I'm being dissed right now.
Yeah, I feel like you're a little bit frazzled.
No, I'm frazzled because you're doing this while I'm trying to bring in. I'm trying to bring in Cap.
Yeah, I'm not 6'8". I'm not C Booze.
And you just said
what's amazing too, because when he does the whole Raymond Felton thing with you, who's the first one to just jump right in front of you and take the bullet? Who's the first one? Just saying, Jay.
All right. Well, now you seem like you're emotionally unstable.
A little bit emotional. Yeah, that's the problem. Excuse me, sir. Could you put the water down? I feel like you're getting ready to throw it at me. So please, sir.
Very threatening water.
I ask you again, put the water down.
And we're all about non-threatening. You know this, Alan. Non-threatening.
I'm parched right now.
Key David Kaplan, non-threatening.
Alan Hahn, I am in for Zubin. Really? As if the people don't know that you're in for
shocking.
Zubin. Shocking.
It's called the reset. It's called let people know.
All right,
you've already been on air for an hour.
I know. And it feels like much more than that. David Kaplan joins us right now on the Goodyear Hotline. Cap, just save me here. I mean, there's got to be great excitement in Chicago right now based on just a move that I'm not sure everybody saw, but a lot of people was hoping would happen. And Justin Fields now the future of the Bears.
Tell me you're excited, Cap.
Excited is not the word, yes. Jay Will, because let me just tell you something. When you combine the idiocy going on in Green Bay and us getting Justin Fields, other than winning the Super Bowl, I'll argue with you that's the greatest day in the history of the freaking franchise in my lifetime. They moved up and they got a competent quarterback? Are you kidding me? And if you really want to be honest about it, since 16, when the Cubs won the World Series, it's the greatest day in Chicago sports. Name me a better one.
Mm. Dave, let me now be negative Nate. Can I do that?
Here we go.
I just want to know.
You can't have a couple hours, Cap.
No.
Not even a couple of hours.
What if?
No, boy. Oh,
God. They screw it up with this young talent. Not meaning don't start him at the beginning of the season, play around with it to the middle to the end. What if they did that? Then what happens?
Here's the deal, Key. Let this kid develop, and if he in camp wins the job, oh, well, take your tweet QB1 Andy Dalton back. Too bad. But if the best thing for his development is Andy Dalton starting the season, I'm okay with it because, you know, Matt was there when they drafted Patrick Mahomes, and the truth of the matter is that he wrote reports on all the guys and said, Mitchell Trubisky, he's a cool prospect. Deshaun Watson, like him a lot, concerned about his knee. Patrick Mahomes, generational talent. And then he was tasked with helping develop that guy his first year when he sat out. So whatever, I'm in. I'm going to ride or die with Matt. If he thinks the best thing to do is play that kid, then play him. If he thinks the best thing is for him to sit for a while, then sit him. But for the first freaking time in my life, we wake up and we go, whoa, we got a quarterback.
So you're okay with Matt Nagy developing him because he inherited Mitch Trubisky and he wanted to try to fix something with Nick Foles, but because his eyeballs was on Justin Fields, much like Patrick Mahomes, he gets, what do you call it in golf, a mulligan?
Yeah, he gets a mulligan.
He gets a mulligan.
It's not even a mulligan. He was never on the tee. It was like walking up and going, hey, that really crappy golfer right there, can you fix that guy? but he's going to develop this guy from day one.
Okay.
He had nothing to do with Mitchell Trubisky being drafted.
It's like you have to take somebody's horrible tee shot and then find a way to get it on the green on a par three in your second shot, right? Like, it makes it tough. Let me ask you this, though, Cap. If, say, they start Andy Dalton and then Justin Fields finds a way to get himself on the field, you squeak into the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Does that buy another year for Matt Nagy and Ryan Pace?
Oh, I'll be honest with you. I think they already bought themselves another year. I do. I think George McCaskey does not want to fire these guys. He likes them a lot. They're both really good dudes. They just haven't had a ton of success. But I truly believe by drafting a young quarterback last night, like not getting Kellen Mond in the second or third round, they push their chips in and go, we're getting that guy. And he may not play all next year. What are you going to do, fire those guys? And now bring another regime in? No chance. Those guys are not going anywhere.
David Kaplan, co-host of Cap and Jay Hood on ESPN 1000 Chicago, joining us this morning on Keyshawn, Jay Will, and Zubin. What else do they need to do in the draft moving in day two, day three?
Got to get an offensive lineman who can play tackle. They're good in the interior with Alex Bars and Mustafa and Daniels and Whitehead. They're fine there. They got to get a tackle, somebody that can replace Charles Leno, who's just not very good. And then they need another corner because they let go of Kyle Fuller. So they'll get a corner, they'll get themselves an offensive lineman, and they got to find one more wide receiver. But I think they got a chance to be – look, all the hatred for Andy Dalton was not hatred at Andy Dalton. It was for putting us in this ridiculous position that Andy Dalton had to even be an option. But he's a competent NFL player. So I do think they're going to be better in 2021 than maybe people realize. And if Aaron's truly out of there, the freaking greatest day to be a Bears fan. They lost their franchise quarterback and we've signed one?
Cap,
oh, come on.
I love you from somebody that's known you since he's been 21 years old when I first met you. To hear the tonality of your voice when you've came on our show before about Ryan Pace, like, what is your tonality now about Ryan Pace?
Look, I like Ryan. I think they've made a lot of mistakes. And the fact that he doesn't talk to the media and he hides, I think that that's embarrassing. You don't see that from executives in other sports in our town. You can pick up the phone when Theo was here. Get him on. Rick Hahn, this guy, that guy. I think he's made a ton of mistakes. I hope to God the collaboration this time, that was their word, with Matt Nagy helped them pick a better quarterback than when Ryan went off himself, didn't even tell John Fox till 2 hours before the draft, oh, by the way, we're drafting Mitchell Trubisky. So hopefully the organization is on far more solid footing. But I could tell you, it's a great day to be a Bears fan today.
It's incredible, too, when you think about it. You're putting it in context of Chicago sports, right? And you have to go back to the Cubs winning the World Series in Chicago sports, this being the next greatest moment. And as a Bears fan, the greatest one you can think of? Is that just based on, like, the decision that you – maybe this is a better way to put it. Were you shocked that they made this decision, even though it seemed like an easy thing, obvious thing to do as he slipped, to surprise you that it actually happened?
I was surprised that Justin Fields was still there. But once it got past 10, and now the Giants are on the clock, they've got Daniel Jones, I went, okay, Dave Gettleman's old school. He's going to go get something really good for his franchise in terms of extra picks. It's either going to be New England, Washington, or Chicago coming up, and our guys better have their ducks in a row and better go get this guy. And then I was like, nah, Mac Jones, I want Justin Fields. That's the guy I wanted, and they got it done, so give them credit.
Awesome. Cap, enjoy it. Thanks so much for the time.
Anytime. I'm on vacation down in Florida. I woke up. Yes, let's go. Game on.
Enjoy that warm weather, brother.
David Kaplan, he's co-host of Kaplan, Jay Hood, ESPN 1000 in Chicago, and they are celebrating in Chicago. And I guess it's twofold, right? You not only get your hopefully future quarterback, but one of your biggest rivals might be losing their MVP at the same time. Amazing how you can enjoy, you know, your
success and somebody else's failure potentially. Yeah, I hear where they say sliding. I don't think he slid. He went where he was supposed to go. Because the first two guys went where they were supposed to go. Those teams that were in front of Chicago They didn't need quarterbacks. They didn't need QB.
Yeah, it was the only question was is whether it's going to be Trey Lance or whether it's going to be Justin Fields, that right? Was that was it. Yeah, and once that decision was made,
Mac Jones sort of is the person who slid because everybody had him pegged at three.
Well, yeah,
which
Denver
is funny, though, because Mac Jones was just pegged to be around the 15th pick anyway, right?
Yeah, yeah. Mac Jones,
that's the first thing we started talking about.
The first mock draft was almost
exactly
where he
was right. The first mock draft was right.
But it was Carolina. It was Denver. You know, both of those teams, like, you might have wondered, would they do something? They didn't, and that's what set this up. And then, obviously, again, like I said, the Cowboys and Eagles doing what they did allowed the Giants, or maybe forced the Giants, to do what they did, which allowed the Bears to do this. So many things had to happen to make this happen, and we'll see if this is one of those moves that we look back on and say that's the day it happened for the Bears. The 2021 NFL Draft, first round in the books. As prospects head to their new teams, Bill Barnwell breaks down the key storylines, plus what's up with Aaron Rodgers. That's today on the ESPN Daily. Listen on your favorite podcast app. So coming up, we'll ask Key and Jay to give us their winners and losers from the first round. That's coming up next. Keyshawn, J. Will Zubin on ESPN Radio, ESPN News on TV.
Riley in South Carolina, you're on ESPN Radio.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Hey, Jay, one, listen to man. I'm a big fan. Hey, Jay, I appreciate your football acumen. Hey, Zubin, you the man. Key, I appreciate you and you was down there in Carolina too, baby. I appreciate
more
that.
More from Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin next.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRICEbikes.com.
KJZ, ESPN Radio, Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin. Alan Hahn in for Zubin. Coming to you live from above the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17. NFL Draft Day 1, first round in the books. We continue today, but still, the first round is where everybody gets excited. So, what we have, though, is you look through the first round and you decide who are the winners, who are the losers. Mel Kiper has his up on ESPN.com right now, and it is fascinating to see who he's actually, some head-scratching moves and winners as well that I'm looking through. Adam Schefter just tweeting something, though, right now from 49ers GM John Lynch. He said, quote, "When the MVP of the league might be available, and I didn't know that, I'm just reading the tea leaves like everybody else and saying, hold on, is something going on here? Yeah, we inquired, and it was a quick into the conversation. And it was quick into the conversation, it wasn't happening." So Lynch acknowledged that they did make the call, that they did have a conversation, and he realized immediately, not, they're not trading him. So I think, honestly, before we get to winners and losers, and 888-ESPN, 888-729-3776 for your winners and losers, I just feel like if Aaron Rodgers wants out of Green Bay, he's going to have to leave football.
Retire.
Well, that conversation was so quick and fast, and everything was happening so fast the night up before the draft on a Wednesday.
That's a big decision to make. Yeah.
Now, you know, everything is going crazy. I don't have – John Lynch can't wait and wait for Green Bay to figure it out. And Green Bay is sitting there trying to figure out how to say, please, okay, we made a mistake. We're sorry. What is it that we need to do? Mm-hmm. And all the things – so John had to move on, and Green Bay sitting there holding the bag. But I don't believe – that Aaron Rodgers will not play football this season. I believe he will play. It just probably won't be in Green Bay.
But he could have completely screwed Green Bay because they could have gotten the number three pick possibly, right? They could have gotten something major. The Packers could have, and he could have left at least that.
But that's up to the Packers to make the decision, not Green Bay.
Why is that on Aaron Rodgers?
A-Rod said, move me to San Francisco. Take San Francisco's offer. Communicate with them. We want you to communicate with San Francisco.
They literally had hours.
I understand that, but they have known this for a while that he wasn't happy.
And there's been a lot of speculation out there that his agent has visited them multiple times without Aaron being there on restructuring his deal, and they couldn't get that done.
Right. This has been carrying on. But yes. I just feel like, look, they keep saying the same thing. He's our quarterback. We're not doing anything. Clearly, they told the 49ers that as well.
Okay, well,
so you're either playing here or you're walking away from football.
That's all right. Well, then I'll walk away from football. You'll win three games, and then
I'll go host Jeopardy. I'll go make a couple million, several million dollars a year for a year, give my body a break for a second, and then I'll come back to football and go to the team.
You know who else did that? That was a quarterback? Carson Palmer. Mm-hmm. And he eventually got moved to the Oakland Raiders at the time. The Raiders gave up the capital to get him, and he went to the Raiders.
Go get married. Spend time with your wife for a minute.
Host Jeopardy.
Settle down. Host Jeopardy. Have some fun. Stay extremely visible and let people speculate where you go next. Alan,
but he is older, though, than Carson Palmer.
That dude is still slinging
it. It's still legit.
Stop it, Alan.
Doesn't matter, Alan. I told Jay this when I first joined Jay Will on the show, and I tried to convince him. When a player says, I don't want to be there,
facts.
There is no, oh, well, let's go have I don't like you, and I don't want to deal with you, nor do I want to be around you. So the best thing for us to do is to separate, because even if I stay and I'm walking in this building, I'm walking in unhappy every single day. That doesn't bode well for the organization or the team. So why do you want to live through that misery every single day trying to come over with them fake laughs and all. I don't get away from me. You know, the fake laughs. I think we can really score here.
Well, that was really funny.
Get away from me. That, and you don't want to have that with the other teammates looking. They walking into a room and everybody's sitting there going, Aaron Pierce, look at him.
Yeah, they know him.
So you got to move him.
That permeates a locker room to a point where it's like a cloud hanging over it until you remove that issue.
In the moment that something goes wrong, he ticks and it just – oh, imagine. You forced him to come back to play. He's underneath the center, and something bad happens, and he's got to walk to the sideline. The first thing that all the Monday night cameras go, boom, Lewis Riddick and Brian Greasy and them, they start talking about it. Aaron Rodgers, oh, my God, Aaron Rodgers is not standing next to Matt LaFleur. What's going on here? He just threw an interception. You know, it's just no, you don't want that.
Yeah,
just move on from him.
I feel like, and that's probably the scenario, take a year. Host Jeopardy, make a lot of money doing that.
But
and
don't
then,
get your value now. Don't be stubborn and hard-headed.
If you're the Packers, you're saying.
Yes. Well,
they got to wait anyway, right? Right. The cap hit is too big. You have to wait till after June anyway, right? Isn't that part of this deal?
Yes.
I don't know.
Is that a June 1st kind of thing because of that cap hit?
I don't know. These things change, so we would have to ask somebody because I don't know the answer to that question.
Yeah, I believe that is. I think that's a big part
of
it. We can
ask Mike Tannenbaum or somebody.
Yep. Tannenbaum will join us a little bit later on in the show. Certainly will be a conversation we'll have with him. But right now, let's get for both of you guys.
Got to work with you every day.
The winners and losers from the first round. So, Keyshawn, let's start positive. Give us your winners from the first round.
My winners from the first round are, believe it, from the same division, and that's the Giants and the Cowboys. The Giants, and I think Dave Gettleman did a good job by moving back from 11 to 20, although he fooled a bunch of y'all believing that he would never move back. But he moved back.
He loves picked messing up with the media.
Kadarius Toney, a receiver out of Florida. That was great for him because he was probably targeting a skill position player like a Waddle or Devontae Smith the entire time. But when those guys were not available to him, he said, let me get out of there because I see the way this thing is going. I'll pick up some extra draft capital later on. Boom. Same thing with the Dallas Cowboys. They were targeting two cornerbacks the entire time, and J.C. Horn along with Patrick Surtain Jr. Denver Broncos took that from them. So at nine, and now they said to themselves, well, why are we going to sit here? Let's just move out of there. But they pick up a great defensive player later on in the draft Michael Parsons out of Penn State. Mm-hmm. Gives them that edge rushing defender, linebacker, can put his hand on the ground as well as stand up, and they can get a corner in the later rounds.
Jay, your winners.
So I would definitely start with the Chicago Bears. I mean, it's Matt Nagy and Ryan Pace on life support. You don't think they're going to make it through the night. And all of a sudden, they're back running, you know, four threes in the 40-yard dash. The next day, you're like, well, how the hell did this
happen?
This was
the Undertaker, wasn't it?
Yeah, how did this happen? And Justin Fields, a guy, look, I'm an Ohio State football fan, watching him, hearing a lot of experts talk about him, seeing how his name and his status were starting to become debased throughout the draft, and people weren't as high on him, even though certain experts had him as a second-rate quarterback. Seeing him go to Chicago.
Did, right?
Yes, Matt Miller did. Perfect scenario. Patriots, Bill Belichick, didn't have to move. Didn't have to move at all for Mac Jones.
And got their guy.
They got their guy.
Okay.
It fell right to their pocket. A guy that can go play behind Cam. I don't know about him and Jarrett Stidham competing. That was an interesting statement, but it is what it is. And then the Eagles. Look, Devontae Smith. You don't allow the Giants to have a guy like that. As a Giants fan, when I saw Penei Sewell go off the board, I was like, all right, Devontae Smith, he's our guy. We're going to get him. It's going to be perfect. Over the top. Take it over the top every single time. I like the move by Howie Roseman trading up to get a guy like Devontae Smith. Smart.
All right, those are the winners. Now we move on to there's always going to be a loser in this. So in the first round, Keyshawn, who are your losers?
You know, I the Raiders to start with. I have no idea what John Gruden and Mike Mayock did getting Alex Leatherwood out of Alabama from the left tackle position.
Alabama lineman, though.
I know, and I get
usually
it.
Usually do well.
They took Colton Miller out of UCLA a couple years ago, which was a little bit of a head-scratcher, but he turned out to be a solid pro. He's also got big contract extension. He's their starting left tackle. So it just – I'm like, they got a guy that potentially – could have gone in the late second to third round.
Yeah, he was about 72 on the big board.
So say now, it again, 72?
Yeah, 72.
So
yeah.
I'm happy for him and his family. They made a ton of money yesterday based on the projection.
Yeah, he wasn't a loser.
Oh, no.
He was the biggest winner. Yeah,
yeah. He wasn't a loser, although he had no idea that the phone call was the real phone call. You can tell by his expression.
Somebody was pranking him.
Somebody's punking me right now.
He told his mother, or the young lady sitting next to him, she was trying to get up and hug. He was like, get away from me. This isn't real.
This is an oversight.
So you talk about that.
Punked.
Then you look at the Washington football team. I thought they should have went more offense, tried to get some maybe a quarterback or something from an offensive standpoint to give them some more firepower. Because defensively, I thought they were set. Although you have two defensive-minded guys and Jack Del Rio, defensive coordinator, and Ron Rivera, they drafted the kid out of Kentucky, Davis, the linebacker, mm-hmm. who only had one solid year. So there's not a lot of film and tape on him. He's a runaround guy, high-energy guy, makes a lot of defensive plays. He showed flashes that he could potentially be really good. But I just think that they probably should have gone offense.
And Washington went five straight years now with a defensive player.
Yeah, I would agree with Key on the Raiders. Another team that I guess Drew Lock is their guy. Until he's not their guy. Teddy Two Gloves, okay. But I mean, everything I hear from their camp is that Teddy Two Gloves is a guy who is a great mentor, can be there. Now, look, I think he'll fight for the position, but their GM keeps talking about how much he's in love with Drew Lock. It was just interesting seeing
the receivers, because the receivers don't talk like that at all.
No, don't talk like that.
If you've talked to their receivers in Denver,
about Drew Lock.
Yeah.
But it just interesting seeing them take a corner and Patrick Surtain a second. I get that Vic Fangio is more of a defensive-minded coach, his core and the way he kind of builds out his team. It was just Justin Fields was there. And once again, I go back to that a quarterback. I'm like, okay, he's there.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Well, they made it clear. They made it clear.
Unless you get Aaron Rodgers.
If I'm running, if I'm John Elway in Patton, I'm running it back like I did with Peyton Manning. I'm gonna take your trash. You don't want Aaron Rodgers?
Oh yeah.
Let's pick up the phone. I got a defense good enough. I can send you Drew Lock. Send me Aaron Rodgers, and I can send you the next 6 years of my first round picks, and I don't care. You want Von Miller too? You can have him too.
Wow. 6 years?
I'm gonna give up the house. I might give you the franchise. Yeah.
The house.
Because yeah. I know I'm betting on him to get me at least one.
Right.
I'm gonna get
there
at least one.
There are limitations on it feels like what you can do with draft picks, but
I'm gonna give you whatever.
You're being dramatic.
I can get
you're basically saying, right,
yeah,
whatever it takes. Yeah, no matter what, as they say. All right, well, it's interesting. I mean, again, the winners and losers, no doubt about it, is something that is
– Who's your winners and losers?
I mean, you guys are pretty much on point on that. I mean, the
are
winner,
the Jets a winner
the winners,
or loser?
I feel
Jets
like,
won.
I feel like the winners – Chicago wins. The Niners win. They move up and they get the guy that they're absolutely in love with. That is an aggressive move that they made. And they look – and everybody is looking at that as is perfect. There's no pressure to start him right away. This feels like a Mahomes-type situation for the Niners, right? Like in a year, and they'll still be a Super Bowl contender. Yeah. I mean, that's clearly a winner.
Let me ask you guys this. Cincinnati, winner or loser? I know the talent, Ja'Marr Chase, is incredible.
That one was weird, but again, how much did they include Joe Burrow? When did they even talk to him? Maybe they said to him, what do you think of him?
Of course they talked.
And he gushed and said, no, I love that guy. You know, we read each other. Then you do it. Because you figure out, I'll get offensive linemen from other people, right?
But Penny Sewell was supposed to be legendary.
If you feel like what you want to do from an offensive standpoint and have some explosive at your disposal, some explosion, you got Boyd, who's not a taken off the top guy. T. Higgins is a great route runner, high body, big body, go get the ball, had a great rookie season. And it didn't work out with John Ross. A.J. Green is now in Arizona at the Cardinals. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you needed a receiver. And if this guy was the highest rated guy on your board and you felt like that gives you what you need because your left tackle spot is pretty solidified, you feel good about that, you're okay with the offensive line, and that wasn't a real contributing factor to why your quarterback got hurt, then I don't have a problem with Chase being the selection at that position.
As Mel Kiper said last night, you can question the decision, but you can't question the talent
right.
of Ja'Marr Chase.
Yeah, and sometimes that's certainly what it's going to be all about. Loser, Packers, for several reasons that yes. I don't need to get into. I think they're pretty obvious. All right, so coming up, the NFL draft, as usual, filled with some SEC reunion, a lot of SEC players, but this time around, SEC reunions in the NFL, and we'll reunite one of our favorite SEC voices after SportsCenter.
With the third pick in the 2021 NFL Draft, the San Francisco 49ers select Trey Lance, quarterback, North Dakota State.
The Niners drafting Trey Lance out of North Dakota State, third overall. Now, back in March, the Niners dealt the 12th overall pick and the 2022 first-round and third-round picks to the Dolphins to move ahead in the draft. They get their guy. Lance is the sixth quarterback taken since 2006 with fewer than 20 college starts. Meanwhile, the Bears, they get their guy too. So they trade up with the Giants, and they get Ohio State quarterback Justin Fields at 11th overall. Also, the Patriots, they seemingly get their guy. Alabama quarterback Mac Jones, they didn't have to move up at 15 overall. So Fields, he finished his college career with the second highest total QBR in FBS since the metric's inception in 2004. He's also the only FBS quarterback in the last 20 years with at least 60 touchdown passes and fewer than 10 interceptions. Meanwhile, Mac Jones, he led the FBS with 4,500 passing yards last season, becoming the first Alabama quarterback to throw for more than 4,000 yards in a single season. Stop us if you've heard this before. The Packers have no plans to trade Aaron Rodgers. That's according to Packers GM Brian Gutekunst. He said it late Thursday night. Adam Schefter, though, reported on Thursday afternoon that Rodgers has told some people within the Packers organization that he does not want to return to the team. Rodgers is one of six players in NFL history to win at least three MVP awards. SportsCenter brought to you by Goodyear. Goodyear knows from here on out, every game is a chance to create momentum, to make the right pass, the right move, to hit the perfect shot. It takes momentum to get through the playoffs, and it takes everything to capture a title. Goodyear, more driven. Keyshawn J. Will Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Alan Hahn in for Zubin. And on the Goodyear Hotline, really? Paul Feinbaum, host of the Paul Feinbaum Show. One of my favorite people to talk to. You guys agree?
Uncle Paulie!
I love having Paul Feinbaum on. So, Paul,
wow.
Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
What's up, buddy?
Wanted to lift your spirits. All right, so these guys are having fun at Mac Jones' expense. I need you to explain to us what the expectations would be for Mac Jones now that he's right where we all expect him to be with Bill Belichick in New England.
You guys
have been very rude.
We just didn't see him going third in the draft, Paul. That's all.
Yeah, I'm having fun. Well,
they're showing pictures of the poor guy, the way he walks.
I mean, well, he walks kind of like Bill Belichick. What do you want me to say?
He just looks non-athletic to me.
He's athletic in the pocket.
I'm going to keep it 100,
Paul. Help us out.
I wasn't sold. I wasn't sold.
And so am I. Key, here's the deal. If everyone had not reported a couple weeks ago that Mac Jones was going to be number three at San Francisco, would we have thought as much of him? That changed the perception. I mean, I was shocked. I mean, yes. I was dumbfounded when I heard that, because I'm thinking to myself, a year ago today, if you guys had called me, I would have said, I'm not sure Mac Jones will start at Alabama, because Bryce Young was coming in and he was the next wunderkind. He had a phenomenal year. I won't waste your time going through his QBR. We all know it. But I'm not that surprised, and I'm also a little concerned about this rather lazy, Bill Belichick knows what he's doing. Really? Have you guys watched the New England Patriots in the last couple of years? Tom Brady knows what he's doing. I'm not sure Bill Belichick does. He's made some dubious coaching hires, starting with his son. And he's made some, I think, disastrous draft choices. So I like Mac Jones a lot. I know I'm burying the lead here. I think he's a very good quarterback. Will he be a great NFL quarterback? I have no earthly idea. But don't confuse the fact that just because Bill Belichick drafts you and he's never drafted a quarterback before, well, big deal. I mean, why did he need to draft a quarterback in the first round before that Mac Jones is automatically going to be the next Peyton Manning?
I didn't think you would be able to hit the home run you just did, but you hit it out the park.
Gone.
That's for sure. Wow. How, you know, Alabama.
I mean, I'm more concerned about Bill Belichick's future in New England than I am Mac Jones' future in New England.
Why? Wow. Why? Why?
Because I see a coach who was a perfectionist, who did everything right all those years, who was untouchable, and I see him getting lazy late in his career. I see him making moves that don't remind me of Bill Belichick. And everybody wants to compare Bill Belichick and Nick Saban. There's a difference. Nick Saban has never changed. The money, the championships, he's still the same guy he was 10 years ago, 15 years ago, 20 years ago. Bill Belichick's not. Keyshawn, you know guys that play on that team.
Keep me out of it. Don't bring me in it, Paul, please.
We need oven mitts.
I'm going to move on from Bill Belichick and Paul, and I'm going to ask Paul about the Alabama six first-round guys that was taken.
Don't deflect. Double down on it.
Come on. Let's
stay on it.
Again, Paul, I want to ask you about.
Hey, guys, one more question. I'll have Bill Belichick fired before training camp.
Hey, yeah. Oh, wait, Paul. I got yelled at about Bill Belichick being in a hot seat somewhat this year.
Yeah, you have. But look, let's move on. Alabama had six first rounders taken in the draft. And you mentioned Coach Saban. What does that say about the damn program, though, man? Well, like, what's going on? What are they drinking down there in Tuscaloosa?
It's a football factory, and I don't mean that in a negative way. But if you're a young kid, doesn't matter whether you're in Maine or Montana, and you want to get to the next level, Alabama better be on your list, Keyshawn. You know that. And Saban has always been good, but he's never been this good. And why is he good? Well, look who's on his staff right now. He's got Doug Marrone coaching the offensive line. He's got Bill O'Brien as his offensive coordinator. And you know, folks in Houston and Jacksonville can say all they want about those guys as head coaches, but these are really good coaches who he now has helping develop players for what? To go to the next level. And I think it's simple. There are a handful of programs right now in America that if you want to get to the NFL and if you want your name called on that final Thursday night in April, that's where you go. And it's not to, when Nick Saban came to Alabama in 2007, the 2008 draft, I don't believe there was an Alabama player taken. We can double check that, but I don't think there was. That's how far, he develops players. He has a great eye. But development is the key. Anyone can screw up a five-star It's another thing to develop a player. I mean, look at Devontae Smith. I mean, he was a really good player coming out of Louisiana. They made him into a first-round pick and a Heisman winner, and arguably one of the greatest single performances that we've ever seen in college football, which is what we saw this year.
Mm-hmm. Paul, let's talk about a five-star player in Ja'Marr Chase. Now him and Joe Burrow are paired up together, playing together in college. How do you think that will pan out for Cincinnati? And was that the right pick at that position?
I don't know. I'm always a little bit leery of let's marry the college and pro guy, because Joe Burrow had a few other weapons other than Ja'Marr Chase, if you remember. And, he had one of the greatest teams I've ever seen compiled. So that's great for Twitter. Hey, Tua, Jalen and Smitty together. Waddle. And I mean, I don't really care about that stuff. And I know you don't either, Jay. Will, to me, it's a questionable pick. I'm not a draft Nick, so I'm not going to give you 100 other reasons, but I didn't like it.
Paul, one thing we do know is you will always bring it no matter what time of day. We appreciate it. It's a lot warmer in the studio. Keyshawn's uncomfortable. We got to definitely get the air conditioning on after having you on, though.
Did you guys explain why Bill Belichick's calling me on my other
Have a great day, Paul. Thank you, man.
All right, Paul.
Hey, thanks.
I don't
have anything to appreciate do with that. Always get enjoy it.
Paul was like,
I mean, you know what, though? I've never seen Keyshawn a loss of words and hesitant.
Oh, no, man.
Like I did when Paul Feinbaum was going in on Bill Belichick.
That's Teflon. Yeah. You're going against like Teflon
you
right there.
Went, I don't know anything.
I don't know anything.
Well, that went,
I am not here
Keyshawn
right
went,
now.
Keyshawn went straight mob. Like, yeah, I didn't see
anything.
Nothing.
I don't know nothing.
That didn't. I don't know.
What don't
Keyshawn,
my show?
There was an interview on your show, and a guy was coming after Bill. And you're like, I don't know. I wasn't paying
Keep
attention.
Keep me out of it.
That was straight mob.
Damn, he said Bill Belichick got lazy.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he did. All right, well, you heard. You heard that, and you also heard Keyshawn and Jay Will's winners and losers. We want to get yours. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. That's coming up next after Keyshawn has this from Indeed.
I have a feeling Paul wasn't in love with Mac Jones either. But anyway, need to hire people fast? Indeed can help you beat the clock with powerful hiring tools like Instant Match. Just sponsor a job at Indeed will send you a list of resumes from Indeed's database on the spot. They also have 135 skill tests for things like computer proficiency or customer service talent so you can find the right candidates faster. Did you know, Jay Will? 10 hires are made every minute on Indeed. Just goes to show you, when you need people for work, Indeed works for you. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
John in Oklahoma, we got to run. What you got?
Jay, he's one of my favorite point guards watching college. Key.
Thanks, man.
Great, consistent career. Solid with my Cowboys, luckily. It was safeties, not seagulls, when you went over the middle or you wouldn't have got 800 catches. Zubin, great personality, great job of leading the show.
More from Keyshawn, Jay Will, and Zubin next.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We all go through things socially where we don't feel like ourselves, where we don't feel like going out, where we feel drained, or we're not bursting with energy. And when you're not feeling right, that's where BetterHelp can come in. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills, how to set boundaries in so many different ways, for which it empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who experience major trauma. Therapy is for more than those people, and it's there to help you. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. It's there for you. It's there to help you. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Lock bomb. You learn something every day.
The breaks are the best time.
We'll get there. We're going to get there eventually. Just everybody just understand. Gordy Lockbaum, and when we bring it up, you'll know. But let's play it now. You know the rules. Want to talk about your winners and losers, what your team did in the draft. We're going to do that right now. A little call of roulette. Let's spin the wheel. Line three.
Hey, what's up, guys? Mike from Queens.
Hey, Mike.
How you guys doing? So two quick winners I have. I said my first winners obviously are the Jets. What they did picking up the baby-faced assassin feels like a warm blanket this morning. Today. And the way that they picked up the lineman, you know, I don't know how to pronounce his name, but I think it's Ali Ja, but I did some more research. I found out his real first name is Solomon. So King Solomon's going to bring the diamonds to New Jersey and New York, so I appreciate that for him.
Vera Tucker.
I would say losers, yeah. I would say losers would be Zubin and the Carolina Panthers. Carolina Panthers, because I never would have passed on Justin Fields. I believe he's going to make a lot of people pay in the NFL for that. And Zubin, because Alan Hahn is killing it, and his beat writing days for the Iowas back in the day are the stuff of legends.
Wow.
Quick hot take. Wow. Terrence Lawrence bust.
Hold on, man. What's your name?
The NFL.
It's Mike.
Mike from Queens.
Yes, sir.
Okay, Mike, you're Queens. From Queens. Is Queens a part of Long Island?
Oh, no, I'm born and raised on Long Island. I live in Queens because I work in Manhattan. Yeah.
So you was born and raised in Long Island, though?
Yes, sir.
There's no
inn. Did you ask if Queens is a part of Long Island?
There's no inn.
Who's Terrence Lawrence?
It's on. Well, thank you, Mike.
No, I just was asking him because I...
Hopefully you got one of my Islander books.
No, it sounds like you paid him to come on and do roulette. That's so I just was trying to make
sure.
Well,
after Mustafa, that's a boost up.
Yeah.
Well, I can't, you know.
You had to balance it.
I'm sorry. When people call up and go, Keyshawn, you were so great at USC. You're one of the best ever. Like,
I'm used to that.
Is that
God forbid.
Talk?
God forbid.
Is that typically how they talk?
Usually it sounds creepy.
All right.
Like
number number
number, number caller somebody. Let's move on.
Spin. Keyshawn really loved you when you were with the Cowboys.
Oh, so good.
They're the best. Line four.
Your skin is impeccable.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Now, this is Simmons out of Jacksonville, Florida. I just want to say a quick shout-out to Jay Will from Curtis and all of us at the 910 gym back in Piscataway.
Oh, yeah, 910 gym, baby. P-Way, let's go, Piscataway.
Yeah, please. Yeah, Jay. on behalf of the Bears, I think they were the winners in regards to picking up their quarterback. And with the dysfunction in Green Bay and Detroit being Detroit, I think for a couple of years going forward, the Bears should be looking pretty good.
They got
and
action.
Being in Jacksonville, having the same quarterback and running back from the same team, what do you guys think? How that's going to turn out?
It's amazing.
ETN.
ETN, adding him as well. Yeah, but it's amazing that we just, like, Jacksonville did a great job.
Nobody
in the first
talks
round.
About Jack.
We're going to be talking about
knew
it.
What was going to happen.
Yeah, Jacksonville was so bad, and it's Jacksonville. It's Jacksonville, and it was so bad. It's like you kind of knew that Trevor Lawrence was going there. There's no mystery there. Had Justin Fields gone and Trevor Lawrence didn't, or something like that, or all of a sudden they take Zach Wilson instead, then we have a conversation.
Yeah, but Keith, this is a great starter, though.
Do you like ETN? Do you like him as a running back?
I like him. I just think I like
you
Najee
don't love
Harris.
Yeah, you liked Harris
I like
better.
Najee
yeah.
Harris better. I just don't like his ability is cool. I don't like his running style.
Yeah,
he just runs strange to me. His legs is like everything is high. Huh. But that's just me.
Najee Harris.
I don't mean he won't be a great back. He's powerful.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Najee Harris got a perfect situation with the Steelers.
Oh my God!
Yeah, I mean, talk about perfect. Championship ready. Wow.
Yeah. Let's spin it one more. Kent. Yeah, we should have time.
Impeccable skin.
Line five.
Antoine from Chicago, guys.
Angelo.
Twan, what's happening?
It's Antoine.
Man, look, listen.
Yeah, look, listen, for sure.
For the past, I don't know how many years, we watched as Chicago Bears fans watch them put lipstick on the pig at the quarterback position for I don't know how long. Now we wake up not only with a quarterback that we can grow in-house that we see visibly has the talent and the tools to do what he needs to do to be the quarterback here moving forward, but also it's a black quarterback. Do you know how many texts, how many statuses I saw overnight after the draft saying that the Bears finally picked up a black quarterback? They obviously are the big winners of the night. Also, you want to add Miami to that. They're getting Jaden Waller and Jaden Phillips to get offensive and defensive help. But my biggest winner, no, I'm not going to say biggest winner, I'm going to say the sneaky good pick, Caleb Farley going to Tennessee. Obviously, he's had injury problems, but you get him healthy, he's easily a top five player in the draft.
That's a big one, though.
He's got to get healthy, that's all.
Yeah, 10 seconds.
And Chicago finally picking up a black quarterback. They've tried it before. Those dudes just wasn't good. I mean, they've had black quarterbacks. I can go all the way back as a kid from Vince Evans. Most recently in my mind, I can think about they tried Cordell Stewart, but Cordell Stewart was slash and it didn't work out. But they passed on a few good ones that they probably could have signed and been a lot much better shape.
Is Queens
than
in
now.
Long Island?
I don't know.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus. Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting lectricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.